Hey everyone, Lem Simpleton, you know, the cool one. Look, I am so sorry, but I forgot that you're not supposed to smash your keyboard with a rock every time you edit. So I corrupted the video, and I apologize for that. I more specifically apologize to our special guest on this episode, Miranda. If you see this, I'm sorry, I'm an idiot, but the audio is safe. So what I did this time around is just edited the audio, and then we used like a waveform program to make it all pretty so that you guys have something to watch while you listen to our beautiful voices as we rate the movie. So, hope you enjoy. Bye-bye.
And welcome back to the Simpleton Review. Thank you so much for joining us here this week. We are going to be reviewing the blockbuster film, Dune, which, I mean, it is the year 2021, so blockbuster isn't saying much. They're not making that much money comparatively. But it's, hey, for post-pandemic or during pandemic, whatever you want to say, time, it actually has done pretty well at the theaters. We have a special guest host with us today. Her name is Miranda Marquette. How are you doing, Miranda?
Hey, doing well. How are you guys?
Good. I am saying your last name correctly. Am I?
I think so.
Miranda Marquette, right?
Say it again.
Right? Marquette?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That works. You, okay. Whatever works, right? Okay. Right on. Well, tell us just a little bit about yourself, Miranda.
I write about money on the internet. I also have a course for freelance writers at the Freelance Writer Academy. I also really love science fiction and fantasy. And when I'm watching movies and reading books, that's mostly what I watch and read. So I'm super excited. Awesome. Yeah, I'm super excited to move, like mostly when I do podcasts and videos and writing, it's all about money or writing about writing. So I'm excited to be here and talk about cool things.
Cool things. Give your opinion about exactly what you thought about the movie. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and do just a little synopsis of what Dune was according to IMDb. And then we'll go ahead and talk about it. Dune, of course, is a famous science fiction movie or book by Frank Herbert that was written in the 1960s, I believe.
1965.
Yes. Yeah. So Dennis Villeneuve, I can't say his last name. Villeneuve. He decided to pick it up. Of course, there was the famous Dune adaptation or movie adaptation back in the early 80s that came out when I was probably about 10 or 11 years old, 1984, 85, somewhere around there. The only thing I remember about that movie was Sting was in it and the giant worms, of course. I had never read the book until just recently, actually, about a year ago. And so anyways, but this, yeah, it's a feature adaptation of Frank Herbert's science fiction novel about the son of a noble family entrusted with the protection of the most valuable asset and the most vital element in the galaxy. And this movie stars Timothée Chalamet, Rebecca Ferguson, and Zendaya, to name a few. And yeah, it is a long movie. But is it worth it to go see? Let's find out. Miranda, what is your opinion about Dune, this recent adaptation?
I actually really enjoyed it. There were some pacing things that were just a little bit weird. Like some of the pacing was a little uneven. And it's a little bit of a slower movie than what we're used to right now. Like we're used to things that are like action and boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, the Marvel effect.
Yeah. And we're not as used to this thing called character development. And so, right. So I really actually enjoyed kind of the slower pace and giving us a chance to kind of see some of the character development as we went along and kind of get us set up. And going into this, I knew that it was only meant to cover half the book. Right. So it really helped. And then I also think for me, it probably helped that I have read the book several times as well as some of the sequels. So anything that might not make sense to somebody who hasn't read the books, I was able to just fill in. So, yeah. But from that standpoint, overall, the cinematography is great. The effects are great. There's some solid character development. I like how the movie sort of updates some of the stuff from the book to like reflect our more 2021 kind of sensibilities and worldview. Because if you read the book, and if you read most science fiction books from that era, you're just going, dear God, these people all hate women. And so, yeah. So seeing kind of, you know, a way to kind of update that view and just kind of recognize, because I think a lot of these men who wrote science fiction didn't really foresee the evolution of our society to include more women in positions of power, even though we're not quite where we should be in terms of egalitarianism.
Right.
I liked how this movie kind of updated these concepts to more reflect where we're at now.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's a great summation. And I do feel like, but even though in the book, I felt like maybe Frank Herbert did give a little bit more power to women even then, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it was that sneaky, underhanded power. And
yeah, that's
and sure, Lady yeah, Jessica was much more of a sensual character, relying more on her sexuality than her authority. So it was a little bit different. So,
yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Lemuel, what's your two cents on this movie?
I have never read the book. So for me, like, it was interesting to see all the world building going on for the first hour or so that was going on, but it was also, I don't know, it felt like it dragged a little bit. And like, I took my wife with me to the theater and she passed out. She was gone. The special effects were fun to watch. I really liked the worms.
Knowing how your wife responds to movies, don't use her as a rating system on the movie.
Oh, I do a little bit.
Okay.
Well, okay. I like the worms. I like the special effects. And the second half, it does really pick up. It's a lot more exciting. And for my Gen Z brain, that's where it gets a little more interesting.
Okay.
But the sound design, I have to comment on that. I like the sound design a lot in that movie.
Oh,
it felt so good.
That was amazing.
I don't know about your guys' theaters that you saw it in, but the one I was in, we actually were on vacation in Casper, Wyoming. And believe it or not, their theater is really nice. It has Lazy Boys and the whole bit. You can recline. But it vibrated. It was so, like, the parts that were supposed to be quiet were quiet. But then when it was loud, it was ear-splitting loud. I was like, this is amazing. It was really good. Charlie, go for it. What you got there? I'm sorry. Well, I keep on interrupting. You look like you have something to say. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I actually watched it at home on HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
But now I feel like I really want to go and see it in the theater now to like have a better experience.
Yeah, I think you ought to. I mean, I don't know how big a TV you've got, but even your biggest TV, I'm not sure is going to do. It's probably not going to do as much justice as the theater will. It is. It's one of those movies you have to see in the theater, I think, for sure. So, Charlie, what about you, my friend?
Well, you know, I like the comments about how it dragged, but if you go back and watch the opening of the 1980s version, you'll see that they summated that in like a dialogue that was like 3 minutes. So to get the visuals of how the planet was like getting dilapidated and everything for what was left over, it totally makes more sense seeing it.
Yeah.
What I really liked about this movie is how bright it was. Because when you go back to watch that older film, it was like watching Blade Runner or any of those other like gothic movies, you know, sci-fis where it was all dark and everything. So this one, like adding so much light, even in the dark areas, I mean, you know, where it was like in rooms and things, they still kept them pretty bright. I mean, there was no like heavy blackness to the filming. So, and I really enjoyed that because I think that what it does is it really opened it up for like what the desert should be like, even in like the fiction tales. So,
it was reddish brown. I mean, the whole hue of the whole movie was a reddish brown feel, which was really, really cool. I really enjoyed the expanse of the movie. It felt so large. It was just absolutely overwhelming how big it felt. But unfortunately, I think some of that meant that the characters I felt kind of got lost. Like, If you read the book, there's a lot more interaction between the Baron and his nephew.
Yes.
And so you find out a lot more about how the Baron thinks. And of course, I mean, I know that's hard to translate into a movie format, but you really, I just felt like the nephew was almost not even there, right? I mean, I felt like he was in the film for maybe 5 minutes total. It was just not there.
And hey, the Baron, we know the actors,
I was actually going to say, I don't think the nephew was really there at all. I think they've got the Mentat is who they've got in there, not the nephew.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you're the wrong guy altogether, right?
Right. Yeah. The Baron, I just didn't feel like, I mean, okay, here is this villain, you know, in a grand scope of things. It could be on the, you know, like a Darth Vader type of a villain, but I just felt like maybe they missed the mark on how much they could have portrayed that. I mean, this guy is not a nice dude. And he's creepy as hell when he's floating and all that stuff he's doing, you know? But it just didn't feel like he did that. But the action sequences were incredible. I thought that when they invaded the city, when they attacked the city, that was one of the most amazing scenes I think I've seen is in a sci-fi movie. It was really incredible. Miranda?
I was actually going to say I disagree with you a little bit about the Baron. I guess from more of a comparison for the 1984 film version to this version, because I actually like how understated this Baron is. Because I think one of my biggest complaints about Darth Vader versus, I can't even remember his name, played by Adam Driver. I think one of the biggest differences there. Yeah. I can't remember the character name. That's how
Kylo Ren. Is that
Kylo Ren. Thank Kylo you. Ren. Yes. Anyway, so, but like one of the things I noticed is Darth Vader, all of this sort of understated menace in the original trilogy in episodes 4, 5, and 6, he had this sort of understatedness that made him more menacing. And maybe it's just because I'm Gen X, so I find Kylo Ren moody and annoying. But he's like,
get over it. Right,
Gen X are supposed to be, though. I mean, we are moody and annoying, aren't we?
No. We're too cool for being moody and annoying. We're too cool for that shit.
All right. Yeah, we're not emo.
So I actually found the Baron in this one, especially as compared to the Baron in the 1984 version, that guy was almost like a caricature. Like he was just too over the top, too much. Like they were trying to do too much to make him seem evil. Whereas this Baron was kind of understated, seemed much more calculating, and like he was ready to just, you know, do some underhanded shit.
He was just basically a diplomatic control freak. I mean, you know, it's like he can have absolute power. You just didn't know it till he had it. Right.
How did you guys, did you like Timothée Chalamet's portrayal of what's his name now? I totally forgot the character's
Paul
name.
Paul Atreides.
Yeah, Paul, right. I liked
him being a young man instead of like in the 80s. You could tell he was like 35, you know? Right. He's like, oh, this isn't going to work. But yeah, being a young man, this, you know, just like in his teens, maybe 20s, you know, fantastic idea. His dialogue, he kept it well. And like, he made it like a really emotional attachments between each person. You know, they did a good job portraying that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Miranda, how about you? Did you like Paul's portrayal of, or Timothy's portrayal of Paul?
Yeah, I did. Yay, Charlie. Okay. I agree.
Lemuel, what about you? What was your favorite character? You don't know much about the story of Dune.
Nah,
so what was your favorite character?
My favorite character was probably the Jason Momoa character.
Duncan Idaho.
Yeah. I think he did a really good job of like playing the soldier boy, but like gaining respect for the people. I really liked that kind of play on it.
Yeah,
you know, I just wish we could have seen a little bit more of him, is all I'll say about that.
Yeah. You know, I got to say, I haven't seen a lot of movies with Jason Momoa in it. I never did watch Game of Thrones. So, you know, I'm totally out of the loop as far as that's concerned. But I really appreciate it. I mean, here's this big, muscular guy. And of course, he's known for that. but he's a damn good actor. Yeah. I mean, you compare that to
Batista.
Batista, and I'm like, oh.
That's why he's the nephew with no lines.
Yeah, how many lines did he have? Like three.
I actually still think Batista's playing the mentat, not the nephew. Yeah. I don't think we've seen the nephew yet.
Oh, true.
Really, You think that's honestly the truth, huh? I don't know.
Yeah. I think he's playing the mentat, not the nephew.
Well, maybe that would make a lot more sense because he's totally emotionless. There's just nothing there with him, and maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. So I guess we'll find out. Are you guys looking forward? Yeah. Are you guys looking forward to the sequel? Is it worth the wait? Or I mean, is it worth going and seeing the sequel? Did you guys enjoy that?
Absolutely, especially when they bring his sister into the picture. This is going to be really cool. All
right.
All right.
The effects
Let's
are
see some murderous children.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we've kind of beat this one like a dead horse. Let's go ahead and give our scores from a 1 through 5. 5 being the best it could possibly be. Miranda, what's your score for this movie?
I'm giving it a 4.
Okay. Great. And why? What's the biggest reason why you give it a 4?
I just really like, it's really hard to do an adaptation of a book like this, and I really liked how it came through. I liked how it was a deliberate choice to break it into two parts, and it actually needed to be broken up. And then I just like the character development, the visuals, the design, even with the uneven and weird pacing and slow start, overall, it was very enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good deal. Charlie, what about you?
I'm going to agree. I'm going to give it a 4. It would probably get a little bit higher score, except for, again, it was tough to watch the earlier parts that had the slower like pick up and drop kind of scenery and everything. But, I'm looking forward to see how it goes because the action's going to pick up.
Yeah, for sure. Lemuel, Mr. Zier, what about you?
I think I'm also going to give it a 4. Like, you know, the beginning was boring, but I really adored the sound. The sound design got me really good, and the visual effects were just phenomenal. I don't think I've seen that in a movie in a while anyways, in a little bit. So I just really appreciate all that. And the acting with Timothy Chalamet and all them, just so good. No complaints.
Yeah, it was really good. You know what one of my favorite visual effects was when that little robot thing was flying through his room that was gonna, you know, sting him.
Yes,
that was incredible. The intensity there, oh my god, it was so good. Anyway, so I'm gonna give it a 4 as well. I think it's well worth it. I really had my mouth open the whole time I was watching it because I just thought the vision that Denis Villeneuve had for this
Villeneuve?
Movie was, I can't remember.
Villeneuve? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Villeneuve.
It was big. I think there could be some more intimacy that could happen with a movie that would be really good. Maybe there would be a little bit more of that in the second one, but I mean, I was in awe watching this on screen. It's an experience, and you don't seem to get that. I mean, Marvels are great, but man, going to a movie and actually having an experience, that doesn't happen much anymore. And I really thought Dune was an experience, and so that's good. So, well, there you go. We've got 4s all around the horn, which means this movie is Simpleton Certified.
Ooh!
Heck yeah. That's where we go crazy and we act weird and say Simpleton Certified. So, yeah. Miranda, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate you joining us and telling your opinions of Dune. Maybe we could have you back on the show again some other time if you'd be willing to do so.
Oh, for sure. It was really fun, and I would love to come back.
That'd be awesome. Thanks so much. And let's see. Why don't you tell somebody, like, your website or wherever they can get a hold of you if they want to find out a little bit more about you.
Yeah, so one of the best places to find me is MirandaMarquette.com and then also freelancewriteracademy.com. And then you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as @MMarquette. It's M. Marquette. Yeah. Don't go to Miranda Marquette. There's some dude squatting on my Twitter.
Oh. It's not Wayne Hoffman. Is it? Oh, I'm sorry. What? Did I say that out loud? It's not Wayne, is it? It's not Wayne. Okay, good. Sorry, that was a bad joke. Wayne, if you're listening, screw off. Okay. Sorry. That was terrible. I shouldn't have said that. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us here. If you have a chance, if you like the movie, please let us know in the comments. We'd love to hear your thoughts. If you hated the movie and you thought it was stupid and you wish Sting was back in this version, then tell us that as well. I would disagree with you completely, but you can tell us that in the comments. That'd be great. Please check out simpletonreview.com for all things Simpleton. You'll find our videos there. You'll find links to our audio podcast if that's more up your alley. And you can also find new articles that we've written about movies and music and video games and all the stuff that we write about here at The Simpletons. So we thank you so much for joining us this week. We look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye!